What's up, you guys? This is Speak Up, Speak Out. My name is Mariah Shields. I am so excited that you are listening to this podcast. Well, let's jump right in. All right. So I have a homeowner at 22 years old and a wife at 23 years old. Oh, excuse me. So I have Mariah and Caleb in the house. What's up, you guys? All right, and I also have two people that went to Christ for the Nations, graduated, got married, and now are youth pastors at Trinity Church. What's up, Aaron and Krista?
What's up?
Hi. All right, so let's get started. So what you should know before you get married, guys. Woo, this is going to be great for me because, you know, I'm not married or anything. So hope everybody gets some knowledge. All right, so let's start out with Mariah and Caleb really quick. So, what is one thing you should know before you move in with each other? Like, what's one thing you should know?
I think it's hard to narrow it down to one. It's hard to know. One thing. I think cleanliness is a big one.
Okay. Right. Okay. I agree with that. I feel like you should know if they can clean or not, you know, keep your house clean. All right, what about you and Aaron? Aaron, what about you and Krista?
So I think one thing that's super important is, like, who does what? Like, are we going to share all the chores? Or, like, because I know going into marriage, I hate dishes. I was like, yo, I will do anything but dishes. Like, please. So we kind of
Okay. So coming up with like a team strategy, basically. All right. I feel you guys. All right. We'll go to back to Aaron and Krista. What are some insecurities you feel you brought into the marriage? Hey. Right. Okay. Anything with you, Aaron? Did you bring anything into?
Insecurity has never really been like a big struggle for me, but I think one of the big insecurities was like, am I like, wow, I'm really kind of like biblically responsible for Krista now.
Okay.
Like, so it was more like, I was just like, can I do this?
Right. Right.
Like, can I be a provider? Can I be a protector?
Okay. All right, Mariah and Caleb, what's up? Same question.
I felt the same way as far as being the, you know, the leader of the whole household, because everything does fall on the man's shoulders.
Right.
And that, so that's a lot of pressure. And right. So just constantly making sure that you're in line, making sure that you're taking care of your wife, making sure you're taking care of all the things that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Slip up,
right?
You don't want to make a mistake, or, you know, not take her feelings into consideration on top of all of the other things. So that was a big worry.
Okay, what about you, Mariah?
I think mine would just be being able to love according to how I should love. I know, you know, when you're single, it's all about you,
right?
In some sort of way, and then when you marry, it's like, okay, now you have to take other consideration, or his considerations every day. You don't have like that.
Right.
By yourself like you do. So just insecure about, am I able to love him the way I should, the way he can receive it, not the way I want to give it to him.
Okay. I like that. All right. Staying on, Caleb and Mariah, what is one thing that made you know that this was going to be your significant other?
To die to himself a lot, and at that moment I saw that and I appreciated it in him, God, okay, God, I see what you're doing. I see where you're taking me. I have to just make myself get on board.
Okay.
And I did.
That's good. That's good. All right. Going back to Aaron and Krista, what about you guys? What made you know that you guys were significant others?
So for me, I'm a big thinker. So I think about everything. So I kind of put my feelings to the side. And one thing my dad told me, he was like, you found your wife when you're listing out things on what you love about this girl.
Right.
Looks is fifth or sixth.
Okay. I like that.
So looks was fifth or sixth on my list with Krista, because she's so loving and she's so caring. And I was like, wow, I could really start a life with this girl. And also, we kind of had a conversation when we were dating, and I was like, look, so what the Lord has called me to, I'm never comfortable. There's never a point where I'm just satisfied with where I'm at.
Right.
So we're gonna be constantly growing, we're gonna be constantly uncomfortable. And are you okay with that? She was like, yep, I'm down. That's my wife.
Hey, okay. I'll be looking for that when I wanna get married. Oh, okay. Going back to Mariah and Caleb. What were some questions you asked on the first date, and where was your first date? Okay.
We're friends for a long time.
Got you. Okay.
So we get to know each other by just talking about our families and our, whether it was past relationships or past struggles. That was the basis of our friendship for a while. And then it kind of just turned into something different.
Okay.
I just became very, very intentional.
Got
you. That I saw in Mariah. So
right.
It was more so conversations of, hey, I can see you as my wife.
Right.
And kind of throwing those little nuggets in there as opposed to beating around the bush. I was really, really intentional.
Okay.
To be totally honest with you, the first time I actually sat down with my parents and Mariah, the very first time I told them, I said, this is the last girl I'm ever going to bring around.
Wow.
That's how.
Right.
I was just really, really intentional.
Okay. I like that. All right. Going back to Aaron and Krista, what about you guys? Okay.
So we actually went on our first date. We already knew each other really well. So we're kind of just hanging out. And then he took me to Uno's in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And I think we went back to Dallas and got ice cream afterwards.
Oh, so cute. Oh, I know. I'm mushy, guys. Don't mind me. All right. Going back, I'll stay on Krista and Aaron. Before you got married, did you discuss how many kids you wanted and what values you wanted to instill into them?
Man. Since when you sent them, that was the biggest thing. So going into our relationship, I did not want kids.
Okay.
So I was so anti-kid, and that was just because honestly, it was just because I was I want to be selfish. I want to just do what I want. Me and my wife travel, do all this stuff. That extra responsibility on top of ministry and stuff, I was just I'm not sure. And a lot of that was out of insecurity too. Why do I want to raise a kid when a lot of these kids end up being messed up and needing to heal from wounds anyway? Why am I going to bring somebody into the world just to mess up kind of thing?
Right. And
so it was a very big conversation. I'll let Krista take that.
Okay.
So, we did not go into it, and then it was our first pre-mortal counseling. They asked us that. We actually almost wrote that line for it. So, I was always wanting kids, and I was I know that's not going to change. She was wanting to go into this, and years later, I didn't want me to resent him if we had a kid. And he didn't want me to resent him if I was okay, I won't have kids, but I want to get married.
Right.
My mom and I actually fasted and prayed about it for a few days. My mom texted me while I'm at college. Okay, I'm gonna fast with you for this. She's I really think the Lord's gonna change his heart about this.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, our dog is coming
out. He's so cute. Hi, puppy. Okay. Wow. That's deep. Okay. That's good. Okay. All right.
I got a word about about like how like our kids would be and all this stuff, and the Lord softened my heart. So now we will have kids, just a little bit in the future.
Okay, hey, that works. That works. All right. What about Mariah and Caleb? What about you guys?
Yeah, we definitely talked about kids. Yeah, we were kind of on the same page there.
Okay.
We're not in a rush, but whatever happens.
Yeah. You guys are excited about it. Okay. All right. I'll stay on Mariah and Caleb. Where were some struggles you faced before marriage? Like, any struggles you guys faced?
I think for me personally, this for both of us in our relationship.
Right.
I think at first a lot of communication was just different, because we were raised different on how, you know, we wanted to go and do things.
Or okay.
What's meant. So I think the communication was just a little off at first, but after working towards it, you know, you work through anything.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I think for me, for Caleb, I struggle with just trusting God. You know, when I think about now being married and who he is, and think about like the concerns that I had when I was single, I was like worrying myself for no reason.
Yeah.
And just like not trusting God that he will bring someone in his timing. So I would definitely do that differently if I could.
Okay. Noted. All right, Aaron and Crystal, what about you guys? Okay.
Yeah, and then for me, I think the biggest struggle was that we're so different, just the way we process information. So I'm an internal processor, like, so everything I say, I've thought about, like, I've went through all the different ways I can say this, and like, this is the final product. But she's an external processor.
Okay.
So like, she's talking everything out, like, as she goes.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, how'd you even just say that? But she's like, I'm just thinking out loud. And I'm like, what? So that was like the biggest issue for me.
Okay, yeah. I feel like, I don't know if that's a woman thing, and a difference between a woman and a man. I know I talk everything out too, so it's okay. I get you, Kristen. I understand. Okay. All right. Going back to Mariah and Caleb, was it ever hard to not get into any sexual desires before being married?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then on top of it, you know, Mariah's love language is physical touch. So,
gotcha.
You know, that's difficult.
Okay. Anything for you, Mariah?
No, I agree. It's definitely difficult. It's not a walk in the park at all.
Okay. What about Aaron and Crystal? What about you guys? Oh, man. Whew. Okay.
Let me put this out there. It is so worth it to wait. Because I remember, so we were about to get in the car after our wedding, and, like, I turned over to Chris, and I was like, we made it.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment. I know a lot of people, it's very hard, and they sometimes fall into it, and it's like, oh, man, you know? Like, you can't go back when you do, you know? Okay, I'll stay on Aaron and Krista. Before the spouse, what were some qualities you were looking for in a husband or a wife?
So I don't know what it was, but I was always encouraged to kind of have a list growing up of
okay.
qualities and like attributes I wanted.
Yeah.
So honestly, physically, I wanted them to be tall. I sing. I'm not athletic, so it would be very musical. So I was like, I really would love if my husband was super athletic and super musical, like, give my kids a chance.
Yeah.
Then I wanted them to be funny.
Okay. What about you, Aaron?
So I didn't really have like a list or anything like that, but I know I wanted my wife to obviously love the Lord, but I think obviously that's the biggest, but the second biggest behind that was I wanted her to be a strong leader herself, but also know how to follow when like I heard from the Lord.
Okay.
And she embodies both of those. So.
Okay. All right. Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys? Okay.
And just a go-getter.
Okay.
Those are the qualities that I've thought, and that's everything that I got in my wife.
Okay.
For me, I just wanted someone who was going to, you know, not just talk a big game, who really love and be committed. And for me, loyalty was a big thing. I feel like every relationship, whether you're dating, you know, engaged, married, they all have their struggles.
Right.
You don't have to make it to marriage if you don't want to. Because there's always something that comes up, and it's about, are you going to work through those things, you know, and seek the Lord, or you just want to give up and try to find somebody better. And finally finding someone who's like, okay, we can seek therapy, we can seek premarital counseling to kind of see if we can even get through this, was the key to just knowing that, okay, this could work.
Okay. I like that. Okay, staying on Mariah and Caleb. Did you ever discuss how you would deal with conflict with each other? Be it finances, be it whatever. Did you guys ever talk about that? How y'all would handle that?
We did a little. We did. Our premarital class, they kind of walked us through that a little bit.
Okay.
The church. It always is different when it hits for real.
Yeah.
Okay, do I want to communicate? Let me write out. Can I even? I think for me, the biggest struggle has been, choosing to love, like literally choosing to love in those moments of like conflict. Like, I didn't understand how hard that is. And knowing that Christ does that for us all the time is just, like, remarkable to think about.
Yeah. I agree with that. All right, Aaron and Crystal, what about you guys?
So, yeah, we talked about how we would handle conflict. We really didn't even fight. Like, we don't really even fight now, honestly. Like, we fight every now and then, but... one thing was like, I didn't grow up in a household where my parents yelled at each other ever. Like, they always talked through everything. So that was kind of the example that I had.
Right.
And so going into the relationship, I was like, that's one thing. Like, I don't want to just be yelling at each other all the time. So like, if you have an issue with me, let's sit down and talk about it, and I'll shut up and listen. But like, let's not like go off on each other, just like end up hating each other.
Yeah, I like that. All right, staying on Kristen and Aaron, who is the best communicator, and do you feel teamwork is what a marriage is all about?
Honestly, I think Aaron's the best communicator between both of us.
Okay. Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys?
From Mariah. I sucked at it. Just tell you, it's horrible.
Okay.
I was so used to just being by myself and figuring stuff out in my own way.
Right.
When you have somebody else, you can't just okay, I'm gonna do this inside your head and not say to the other person. She was looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Seeing the way she communicated, and then actually getting out of my own head and being an introvert and all of that stuff, it was very, very, very important. I saw the importance of it for my marriage and our relationship is just being friends.
Okay.
To really make her feel included and make her feel like she is number one. Because if you don't communicate those different things, you know, your wife or girlfriend, you know, anything, they won't ever... People, period, they just won't ever feel a certain way. Like, they won't feel like they're number one.
Right. So. Okay, Mariah's the communicator. All right. All right. Krista and Aaron, what habits did you bring into the marriage that you thought you healed from but have come up? Which I know, Krista, you talked about insecurities and things like that. Is there anything else that you felt you brought in that you thought you healed from or grew from?
I think I didn't realize how lazy and complacent I could be until I got married. And Aaron, like you mentioned before, like, he wasn't going to be comfortable, and I knew that going in.
Yeah.
So I don't think I realized how comfortable I was even just being complacent.
I think for me, I don't know if this is considered like a habit, but I feel like what I brought in is, how I am and how I grew up, everything was like performance driven.
Okay.
So like it was always about how you perform. So I realized that like in myself, I wasn't happy with myself, but like, I wasn't performing. So then I brought that into my marriage, and then when like Crystal would like make a mistake or something, it'd be like a huge deal to me because she's not performing. So I had to like realize that, be like, wow, like I'm not loving her like God does.
Right.
Like, I'm not representing Jesus to her right now. So, like, how can I get better?
Gotcha. Okay. Going back to Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah. What habits did you bring into the marriage that you thought you healed from that have come up? Like, maybe in an argument or maybe in anything like that? Okay.
Because, you know, when we have argued or when we have hit a block in our relationship, what seems like a block,
yeah,
it's hard to, like, in those moments, it's hard to think that better days could come. It's like, okay, how hard is this going to be for us to, you know, enjoy and love our marriage as God has called us to?
Right.
What does it feel like to respect Him, like, and actually enjoy doing that? Because if I would call it to that, like, I need to have that gratitude and love in my heart. So that's been the biggest thing for me, just being able to do what I'm called to do towards Him, but at the same time still desire to do that, not do it just because God tells me to do it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm going to stay on you guys. Did you have accountability before you got married? Like people you could go to and talk to? Was it a pastor? Was it friends? Different things like that? If you guys want to tell me about that experience.
Yeah, we had a lot.
Oh, wow.
So we had a big accountability there. And we had therapists. We had, like, small group counselors. We had a lot of people.
Man, you guys had a squad. That's good, though. That's good. Do you guys still talk to them now or use them whenever you guys? Yeah. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. All right. What about Aaron and Krista? What about you guys? Okay.
They were pretty good accountability, and we knew we could be, like, open, raw, and honest with them. Like, tell them exactly how we're feeling, exactly what we're thinking, and, like, they're not gonna look down on us.
Yeah.
And I also have, like, my spiritual fathers and mentors that, like, I can go to. Be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Like, am I right? Am I wrong? Like, what should I do? Or, like, hey, this is what, like, I'm struggling with. Like, I don't want to slip up. Like, what should I do?
Right. Okay. Krista, do you have any friends or anything like that that you talk to or discuss things with whenever you need to go to anybody? Or you guys go to the same people? Okay.
So I left that because I loved a spiritual mom. So she kind of like took me under as well and would call me. And she'd ask me like a couple hard questions one time. I was like, okay, well, let me know like how you're doing. Like, what about this? How's health care? How's this?
Right.
And then our premarital counselors and friends. And I was really close with my sisters and my mom.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Cool. All right. Staying on you guys. Did you come into the marriage? Actually, we kind of went through that one. What do you define as marriage? What do you define it as?
So I think marriage, like, for me, I have to go back biblical. Like,
okay.
Marriage is between a man and a woman, and it's covenant.
Okay.
So covenant is not just like a contract. Like, contract is like, there's so many ifs in a contract, right? So, like, you could break a contract if, but covenant is, like, for life. That's, like, blood covenant, like, all throughout the Bible talks about that. And so I think how I view marriage is, like, there's, it sounds bad, but I promise I don't mean it bad. Like, there's no way out. Like, we're here for each other, we're committed to each other, and, like, we're not looking.
Okay.
If, like, somebody doesn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Hey, that's a good way to put it. All right, Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys? What do you define as marriage?
I think they hit it pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like you can, the way I define marriage is you have to die to yourself daily. Like, two people dying to themselves daily. Over and over and over. Regardless of what's going on, regardless of how hard it may be at times, you have to continuously die yourself daily.
That's probably why I'm still single, guys. It's deep. All right, staying on Mariah and Caleb. What should you know about the extended family before you get married? And do you feel the extended family plays a factor in if you are going to marry them? Okay.
I say no, it doesn't play a factor because if you really love somebody, I mean, maybe I'm for that. I feel like there's certain things. If their family comes from like I don't know, a crazy line of witchcraft or something, maybe it doesn't matter. But like if that individual is setting himself apart from maybe the generational curses, the generational lines.
It's a village. You know, you don't want to just come into something that there's just no support whatsoever.
Right. Okay. What about you, Aaron and Krista? What about you guys?
You want to take it with me? All right, so, it's funny just because we grew up very differently. So, and my parents are back in New York, but like her parents were in Dallas, so we weren't really around my parents that much. So, like, we were around her parents all the time. So, we were just very different, and sometimes, like, me and her parents would clash a little bit. And so I think it's very important. But, like they were saying, like, love is the most important thing. And I knew that regardless of whether we agreed or not, we had mutual love and respect for each other. So, like, we can work through anything. But the main thing was, like, they were going to support our marriage, and they were going to support us. And in both ways, like, both sides of the family. So I think that was the two biggest things. So
okay.
It's very important, but like, support and love is, like, the most important.
Okay. So do you feel that if you don't have that, maybe you should find someone else, or should you?
So you just have to know what you're getting into.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest thing. So it's like, I mean, it's really on a person-to-person basis. Like, if you're one of those people, like, family's really important to you, and, like, you're gonna, like, you want your kids to have, like, great-grandparents and be around all the time, it's like, you do not want to be beefing with your in-laws all the time, because that is not gonna work.
Okay. Got it. All right. Staying on Krista and Aaron. Do you feel learning someone's love language before you get married is very important?
Yes. I think it is because, so I saw it in my parents' marriage first. Like, both of my parents were super open and honest with us. Like, when we got engaged, my parents were telling me how they didn't know that each other's love languages until they were like 15 years in. So then my dad realized he was giving my mom a whole bunch of gifts all the time, and my mom's love language is acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she felt like she wasn't being loved properly that whole time because my dad didn't take time to understand her love language. Yeah. So going in, I think it was really important that I understand, like, so she's physical touch, I'm physical touch, so that works.
Right.
So, like, she's words of affirmation, and that's my least. So, like, I don't think about, like, being like, oh, hey, I love you, like, hey, you're doing a great job, like, stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I just don't think of that. So, I think that's really important to be, like, actively, okay, like, let me make sure I tell her something. Let me make sure, like, I show her she's appreciated.
Right. Okay. Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys?
I agree. It's super important.
It's very important. I think knowing the love language is a cheat code to any relationship.
Right.
It sets you up for, you know, what's next. It sets you up for getting the best out of that other person to make them feel like as if they are number one in your life, and that you actually care about them.
Right. Okay. Staying on Caleb and Mariah, how has married life changed you? How has it changed you guys?
A lot. It's made us really, really hack into some of the traumas that we've had, you know, before each other. It's made us even better friends. It's made me be able to just listen sometimes, and continuously just to love through anything.
Okay.
It's been awesome. To be totally honest.
Good. What about you, Mariah?
I think for me, it's made me more of a level-headed person, just to put it in simple terms. I see things differently now, like, even with friends and with family, with drama that might try to enter our relationship outside of us.
Mm.
It's just not that I don't care, but like, I'm able to identify people's hurt or people's pain and deal with that from that outlook instead of like reacting or saying, oh, maybe it's, you know, me, or maybe it's, something that I did, instead of just, like, kind of being there for them through that problem.
I like that. Okay. Aaron and Krista, what about you?
What I noticed was, it's like, marriage has such a huge spiritual aspect to it, and it's so hard to kind of explain it if you're not married. Like, there's no way I could have known what I was getting into. But when it says, like, the two become one flesh, like, you really do. Like, it's like, you start taking on each other's mannerisms, you start thinking the same, and it's like, we're only like a year and a half in, a little over that, and we're already starting to see that, and like, we kind of start to work together more, and we're able to like talk across the room without actually like saying anything, like we're able to like talk to each other and looks like, oh, little things like that, and it's like, my personality wise, like how it's changed, but I feel like I was always very cut and dry. Like, you know, I'm from New York.
Yeah.
Everything's just straightforward. And, like, it is what it is. Like, kind of aggressive, I guess. And it's like, so even with, like, my mom, like, my dad, like, we grow up. And, like, let's say I had a bad basketball game. They'd be like, oh, you sucked today. And I'm like, yeah, I did. Like, it's because that's what it was. So I've learned very quickly that you can't always just
right.
I've been a lot more understanding and gentle and patient.
Chris said you're good, man. He said he's the sensitive one, supposedly. I was like, oh, okay, I don't see it, but for sure. All right. I'll stay on Krista and Aaron. We talked about fears already, so we'll talk about finances now. All right. Is discussing financial stuff before marriage important, like knowing how they handle their money? Is that very important when you go into a marriage? Okay, why is it important?
Transparent and stuff, and like she like kept it from me, so that was my big issue. I'm like, money's money. I'm like, oh, that's not a big deal, like lending a family member money. But let's be open about that.
The fact that I'm like, I hadn't told them about it, she's like, oh, that was fine. And I was
Right. Yeah. Whew, okay. Whew, yeah. That one was. Whew, I felt that one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys? Staying on Mariah and Caleb, what are the most exciting things about being married? Like, how was the wedding and stuff? Is the wedding for you guys or is it for the family? I just want to know because I get different things from people. Which one is it? Okay. Got it. I'll make sure to keep that in mind. All right. What about Aaron and Krista? What about you guys?
So you're saying like what's fun about being married, right?
Yes, the exciting parts of marriage.
The exciting parts. So I feel like a lot of people, they talk about how, oh, it's like money and communication, all that stuff. I'm like, yes, that is a big part of marriage. But like, I think like 70% of it is just fun. Like, you're with your best friend for the rest of your life, like, so there's times you can just be spontaneous, like they were saying, and like one day we're like, hey, let's just go on a trip tomorrow, we got an Airbnb and went, like stuff like that. So it's just like, you just, but wait, let's go to Six Flags today and ride a bunch of roller coasters. Let's hang out and let's move our bed to the living room and have a sleepover, like, let's and stuff like that.
That's cute. Okay. Do you feel the wedding is for, you know, you guys or is it for the family? Like how does that work?
Actually, I think it was for me. Aaron could have cared less. I wanted the wedding to be for me.
honestly, like, I barely remember it. It's a blur. So, I don't even have any cake. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was weird because, like, it didn't feel like we were married till like a month or two in, honestly. It just felt like we were on like an extended vacation.
That's how you know y'all were meant to be, okay? When you have moments like that. Oh, man. That's good. Next question is, do you believe love can pull through anything?
Us?
Yes. I'll start with you guys. Yeah.
So, yes and no.
Okay.
So, like, I think that love is a choice. Like, you have to choose to love. So it's like as soon as you stop choosing that, then it can't pull through anything. And what I realized too is just like doing Bible studies and stuff like that, and this a long time, is like there's different loves. Like there's agape, which is God's love. There's phileo, which is like brother to brother love. And so it's like I realized that when I see Krista through God's eyes, through how God sees Krista, through how Jesus sees Krista, I'm able to love her better. And I feel like that love can pull through anything.
Okay.
When I'm just trying to love her in my own strength and not view her how Jesus does, that love is very weak and is very situational.
Right. Okay, what about Mariah and Caleb? What about you guys?
Aaron hit the nail right on
the head. Okay.
That's so true. That's the best way that it can be said, to be totally honest.
Okay. Mariah, you want to add anything to that? Okay. Staying on Mariah and Caleb, do you believe an open marriage is healthy?
No.
I read that question, I was like, oh. Oh, man. I mean, the only reason I'm asking is because, obviously, in our generation that we're in, I'm 23. Mariah, you're 20. You're in my range. I think everybody on here is about my range, in the range. Our generation definitely takes open marriages as a thing. Like, it's okay to have an open marriage. Just, you know, she can go with him. You know, everybody can just be open. Woo! So that's why I put that question in there, because I want to know, you know, what's your perspective on that? So, yeah.
Right. And I feel like secular, our world can kind of, you know, try to make it seem like, oh, it's okay because two people agree and they're still happy, but it's not true joy, it's not true love if you have to do that.
Right.
It's just not. Yeah. And you can only find out if you know the definition of how Christ loves or how Christ has called us to be married.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Kristen, Aaron, what about you guys?
Perspective with this whole generation is I think this generation has love issues, commitment issues, and people like the idea of marriage, but they don't like the commitment of marriage.
Right.
So that's when like that open relationship comes in. It's like where you get the best of both worlds, but you're living half truths. And so I think it's like, if you just want to be in an open relationship, don't get married and go be, like, just go wild out there. Like, I don't see the point in getting married and doing that, but
I feel like I wouldn't want Aaron to have that emotional connection that Aaron brings to everyone else. Like, not even, like, I don't want to have a physical connection for one, but I feel like even on top of that, like, the emotional connection that marriage brings, like, I wouldn't want to share that with someone else besides Aaron. I wouldn't want to know, like, I wouldn't want, like, someone else to have that with Aaron. So, like, you're like, that's my husband, like, this is my spouse.
Right.
Yeah, and even like scientifically speaking, so there's, I forgot what it's called, but there's like something that's released in a man's brain like only a certain, like a few times in his life. So it's like when he sees his baby for the first time, like when he has sex with his wife, and like and one other time, and it's like sex is such a huge thing because it literally makes chemical bonds in each, like to each other. So it's like, even outside of like soul ties and stuff, it's literally proven like in brains that people like have connections where like certain things are released, and it's like they're literally walking around connected to a bunch of different people. I'm like, that's very unhealthy in a relationship.
Right. Okay. All right. Staying on Aaron and Krista, what are your views on infidelity?
So obviously it's wrong.
Right.
That's not right. One of my biggest questions, like, going into Bible college was, like, is getting divorced because of infidelity okay? And I think that's answered in Matthew, where it says, like, divorce isn't okay unless, like, somebody cheats on the other person, like, unless there's sexual, like, infidelity. And then, yeah, that's kind of my stance on it.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I think it's selfish, because, like, at this point, I know it's not just my life anymore. Like, this is our life together. So I think for me to want to, for someone to want to break that, I think it's completely selfish.
I agree. Mariah and Caleb, what about you guys?
It's definitely a no-no. I feel like when people cheat or, you know, they have infidelity, it's because they just can't simply control their flesh. Mm-hmm. They're putting their flesh over their spouse. They want to please themselves instead of pleasing their spouse.
Mm. I agree with that. Okay. Staying on Mariah and Caleb, who makes the biggest decisions in the household? It can be anything. Who makes the biggest decisions in the household? So, like, let's just say, Mariah, you want to buy a big screen TV and you want to put it in a certain room. Do you need to go to him? Do y'all have that discussion? Or does he just say, go do it? So how does that go? Who makes the biggest decisions when it comes money-wise, when it comes to anything?
We definitely talk about it.
Okay.
There's literally nothing that I do. Like, there's nothing that I do, whether it's big or small, I don't, like, ask him or run it by him first. And sometimes I think it's kind of excessive how much I run by him. I don't think he really cares half the time. But I think it is a joint thing that we've done. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's, everything is always a joint.
Okay.
Like, I don't get to be, like, a dictatorship in a relationship. Like, she's a strong woman all by herself. Like, and I'm whole and I'm a strong man by myself. So we just work as a team to try and figure out certain things, because she might have a different perspective that I'm even looking at.
Right.
So when you look at things like that, I mean, most of the time, I think we make pretty big decisions on most stuff. So.
And it helps because we kind of think alike. Not yet has it been anything to where I want to do something to where he's just like, no. Like, it has not to that point yet.
Okay. Krista and Aaron, what about you guys?
I think for us, like, if it came down to it, Aaron would make the final decision, since, like, he is the leader of our family.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, as of, like, so far, he's been really good at, like, including me, and we'll talk about it, he'll get my opinion, we'll pray about it together, like, even when we move back to Dallas.
Right. Okay.
And like, my whole thing is, I feel like women make everything better. So it's like, why would I try to do something by myself when I have someone that can give me a better perspective and can, like, honestly probably makes better decisions than me half the time anyway. like, hey, should I do this? Like, is this really done? She's like, yep.
At least she's honest, right? Okay. So this question is for the men. Whoever can go first, I'm just going to say the question out, and then whoever wants to go can run it. What do you believe the role of the wife is?
I believe the wife is, she's a helpmate. Like, she's there to support, to love, to be nurturing. I know from myself, like, I'm not the most nurturing person all the time. to have someone with a kind heart and to really just, if I'm working towards something or if we're working towards something, just being there and working right there as well, pushing and knowing that, you know, just adding that little hint of love could do so much. So
okay. What about you, Aaron? We back at you, man.
I definitely do believe wives are called to be helpmates, and, like, that's their role. And just look at everything, like I said before, like, women make everything better. It's like, you give them a house, they make a home. It's like, this is kind of ground. When you give them a seed, they make a baby. And it's like, they're called to make everything that you give them better. So I definitely do believe that they're, like, a helpmate. And, like, even with me and Krista in ministry, it's like just how I can be very cut and dry. I just say things, call things as they are. So now I run stuff by her. I'm like, hey, how I want to say this to this person. Is this text okay? And she's like, nope, delete all of it. We're not saying any of that. This is what we're going to say.
Oh, man. Hey, I feel that is wonderful. All right, going to the women, whichever one can go first. What do you believe the role of the husband is?
I'll let you go first. I think the role of the husband is to be, like, very little leader of our family. Mm-hmm. And then I think to provide and protect as well.
Okay. All right. What about you, Mariah? We back. Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys for coming through on this beautiful Saturday. You know, we could be doing so many things because I know we're all busy. So I appreciate you guys for coming through, and I will definitely send you guys the link for the podcast so y'all can check it out and everything like that. And you guys have a beautiful Saturday. Bye. 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 Bye.
Nice meeting y'all.
Nice meeting you.
Good to meet you.
Bye. Thank you to all my guests that came through. I hope you guys got something out of it. Stay tuned for the next episode. This is Speak Up, Speak Out, and we out.